the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
God bless you all.
Amen.
Oh, I look at Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God Almighty, we exalt you this morning. Return all thanks and all glory back unto you. Because it is you that owns it. We thank you, Lord, for each of our individual lives. We thank you for the grace that you have given unto us. To see the last Sunday in the month of August.
2017.
In the year 2017. It's not by power, it's not by might. But by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. For counting us worthy to be in your presence this morning. Jesus,
amen.
Our
amen.
Our praises.
Lord,
your word will talk to us. Let it to our midst today. Let it, Lord, transform our life.
Amen.
Let it renew our life. Of the world.
Mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Oh,
We thank God for the grace to see this Sunday.
If you are hearing us from the internet and any form of media,
this is Glorious
Assembly Ministry Headquarter.
Eyin ni olu ijo Glorious Assembly Ministry.
In Ibadan.
Ni ilu Ibadan.
In Oyo State.
Ni ipinle Oyo.
Of Nigeria.
Ni ilu Nigeria.
God bless you as you are listening to us.
Lo abu kun fun yin bi e tin gbo wa o.
As we are
seated, we want to pray.
I want
us to put our hand upon our chest.
The
God,
I'm
hearing your word this morning.
Lord,
do not let me be guilty.
The
word that you have sent to me this morning, Jesus.
Do
not let me be guilty. Every rock heart, stony heart, they want to send me to hellfire. Lord, break it into pieces this morning. The word that you are saying, that the word you are hearing, you will not acting onto it. That as you hear it from the left ear, it's going out to the right one. God of covenant. Lord, break it into pieces. You are the one who is 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 the one
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, fire.
Lord bless you.
Lord
bless you. What God wants to talk to us to on this morning?
Mind that fears God.
Okan to beru Oluwa.
Mind that fears God.
Okan ti o beru Oluwa.
Isi eyin gan papa.
Even as a man,
to ba beru eniyan.
If you fear man, you don't want to offend that person. You know, you want to do everything that will please such. In order to do the will of that person.
How much more Olorun wa?
What bow ni to Olorun wa ti wa je?
O de ti bo yi pe so ma beru yan o.
And you know that person that you want to fear?
Man mo so yi o.
You are talking about man now. You know that person has say over your life.
He's
the one that has the final say over your life.
He's
the one that will dictate your life that this is how your life will be. Why won't we Christians know the right thing? The heart that fears God. It's because we use the heart to fear God.
Whatever you purpose in your mind.
That is what you are going to say out. That is what you are going to use to behave. That is what you are going to see. And what everybody will see.
Recognize.
That they will identify. That this is the heart of this person. To fear God. You are the only one that knows how to fear God. It is you that will know within you that you are ready to fear God.
It's a cooperative work.
It's not joint work.
You can't do it jointly. It's not possible.
You are the one to know where you end your life.
If you want to go to eternal kingdom,
you are going to fear God. You are going to fear God.
Minds that fears God.
Okan ti o beru Oluwa.
Minds that fears God.
Okan ti o beru Oluwa. We what are the hearts that fear God?
I want to recognize Jesus Christ gege bi Oluwa ati Olugbala.
Those that identify Jesus and have him as their Lord and Savior. Those that have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. That those that have known that his death on the cross of Calvary is for their own life. That they know that he came into this world just because of them. Not those that are coming to church. There are many church goers that don't even know Jesus. Because they don't have the fear of God. God has sent Jesus into this world. They don't fear him. That means, Ishe Ranshe Jesus, it doesn't have any meaning in their life. He's not coming to church alone. He's not coming to church early as
possible.
Do you fear God, brothers and sisters? The mind that fears God. He's the one that put God first in everything that he or she does. Those that put God first in everything that they do. I want us to open our Bible to 1 Samuel. And let's see those who fear God. Those that fear God. I want us to take this message very seriously. If you see how Saul was following after the life of David, we all know how it was. That he wanted to kill him.
Oh, he tried so many times.
And he has tried so many times in order to kill the son of Jesse. In order to kill the man after the heart of God. And God used that to test David. And he saw that he has gotten Saul to kill.
And he said in 1 Samuel
24,
chapter 24,
verse 6 to 7.
O si bi fun awon okunrin re pe ewo ni fun mi lati odo Oluwa wa bi emi ba se nkan yi si Oluwa mi e ti a fi ami ororo Oluwa yin lati na owo mi si nitori eni ororo Oluwa ni.
And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of God. We will see that it is only those that fear God that can think like this. You know that you are the one that is seated there. You know the words of the ministers of God has no meaning to you. Even that you even fear the anointing. He said it is forbidden for him to touch the anointed one. But you are using your mind to fight against the ministers of God. The minister of God will stand on the pulpit to pray for you and you will say amen. And you see them, you greet them. But your own mind is not straight with them. You have kept malice of them in your heart. Oh, let us greet them. Hear what David said here. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. It is only those that fear God that can know that he doesn't have the right to touch the anointed one of God. When I was not around, when I traveled out, the church of my children, my child is in the finance department. And some rose up in church. The thing has been happening before I got there. And they were going against the pastors. And they are black, not white. And even the church is redeemed. And this man was risen up against. And when I got to know about this matter, when I got home, and I called my son and his wife, don't join hands to fight against the man of God. That was where I quoted to them that day. I told them that anytime I read this Bible verse, it usually shocks my heart.
Who are you to hold the ministry of God in your
heart? Who are you to hold the minister of in your heart? Or do you think it's the anointing of cooking oil? The one that the Lord has chosen. And I told them, I read the Bible verse to them, and I said, do not have hand in it. Do not rebel against the minister of God. And the matter was so much that they told me that some have left the church just because of this matter. I told them that whatever God has sent you, that is what you should do. Don't rebel against the minister of God. The person that stands upon the pulpit and is praying for you and you are saying amen. I said it is wrong for a child of God to wage war against the minister of God. And I called them and I advised them. And my son said, the husband said, he said, before he goes to the finance, that he was not living where they were. It is the wife that is living in that city before.
So, man, welcome to your church.
You just come visit and then. And I said, that didn't happen in Manchester where he was before.
We were up against the pastor.
That some rose up against the pastor. And even the pastor is a Yoruba man. I got to know him later. And he said they did not go scot free. He said the judgment of God followed them. And he said, Mommy, what you just said, it is true.
So
wherever he is called a minister of God, even if he is a small child, one must be very careful. One must be very careful.
that whoever doesn't have the fear of God will just do it anyhow. He knows I am doing it right. It is God that has called who you want to wage war against. Can your head carry the load? Can you hit your head against the
Lord?
If you don't fear God, if you don't fear God, if you don't fear that person, fear the God that called him. Fear the God that called his minister. If you fear God, you fear the minister of God. Can your head carry the load? Can you carry the consequences? Can you bear it when it comes? Let us think deep. Let us think deep. Whoever fears God,
only focus more.
He has a fojusun fun ijoba orun.
Only focus more.
Only a fojusun fun ijoba orun.
Gbogbo ti orun lo mama je logun.
All things about heaven will be mindful of it. Nothing will, you will not allow anything to tarnish where he is going. We will not allow anything lati ba ibi to nlo je.
E je ka wo Esther.
Let us look at Esther. Let us open our Bible to Esther. Chapter 4.
Esther 4:16.
Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Whoever thinks that the things of this world is minute, will be mindful of the heavenly. The fear of God will be paramount in his heart. See what Esther did. He said, if I perish, I perish. He never looked at his post as a queen. Where have you gotten to? That you cannot be talked to again. That you cannot be controlled and corrected. That you have surrendered yourself to the devil. He put the post aside. And he joined with the Jews. Because she knew that these ones are the chosen ones. And she knows that she is doing the work of God. And she wants to end it in the heaven. You know that if, after Mordecai had told her, if she had said she is not doing it, it should have been written there. She said, if I perish, I perish. She said, if I perish, I perish. You know that she's mindful and she has a passion for heaven. She has passion for heaven more than a post as a queen. She knew that it is God that positioned her. And she has the fear of God in her heart. She has the fear of God in her heart. That's
ha.
Where I am, it is God that has positioned me here. Who am I? Then I will see the children of God perish. What about you? What about you? Are you mindful? Do you have passion for heaven? Some people, it is money, money, money. Money is good of a truth. It is good of a truth. But it must not snatch the kingdom of God from you. It must not snatch the fear of God from you. It must not snatch the fear of God from you. And you, if you want to be part of those that fear God,
you live a transparent life.
That you live a transparent life. It's not that you are wayward. Today you are good, tomorrow you become wayward.
Since I came, I was talking to a sister. I said, what is wrong with you now? I said, what is wrong with you? Today you rise, tomorrow you fall. Today you rise, tomorrow you fall. What is wrong with you? What kind of spirit has engulfed you? Can't you see as people are rising in the church? Those that have the fear of God. I said, be watchful and examine your way. What kind of spirit has engulfed you? That you don't think deep about your life. That you're just falling and falling every time. I said, you have surrendered yourself to the devil. Because you don't want to hearken to whatever you are being told. The stubbornness of your heart wants to send it to hellfire. He wants to send it to hellfire. If you fear God. You flee from all appearance of evil. Let's see Genesis 39 verse
9.
We ought to know those that fear God. We ought to know them very well. And we have the examples in our church, but some people don't put their mind to it. Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. What happened to Joseph here? What happened to him? When the wife of Potiphar said, you have an affair with me. Three
doors.
There is no greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? You will be afraid to fear to go into sin. If you fear God, you will not sin. You will be fleeing from sin. You will know that this thing you want to do is a sin. Where you are going to is a sin. This your behavior is sin. These words that are coming out of your mouth is sin. And if they tell some people, don't come late to church. If they say that for some time that person will adjust. And after some time, then you now do another one, come late again. There is no power in such person's life because they don't fear God. Hear what Joseph said here. Because he knew that he wanted to commit sin. Senior pastor told us that when you are committing sin, it is sweet to that person. But the end of it is chewing gravel. Who can put stone, gravel, inside his or her own mouth? Spiritually and physically, will be eating gravel. And that person will be suffering. And you will be suffering secretly. And even you will be working, they will not see it in that person's life. And even the face will be shining because you don't want to nickname the church. Fear God. Whoever fears God, you'll be fearing to live a holy life. You'll be fearing to do everything in holiness. You'll be fearing that God, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to sin against you. I want to be holy. I'm going this morning. Do not let me put my hand into sin. I used to add that prayer to my prayer every morning. That God, I am going today. Do not let me dip my hand into sin. If you fear God, you'll be praying that prayer. You not just go out of the house and just be going. And you now come back in the night and say, God, forgive me. It's that child that is disobedient. And it's a child that will say, hey, you sin today, God, forgive me. You sin tomorrow, forgive me. If it's a child that is doing like that, why can't you have for the spirit that does not sin? If you fear God. If the fear of God is paramount in your heart,
Yesu.
That you are not giving your heart to the devil.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you know those who fear God, we ought to know those that don't fear God also. Then it is you that you check your balance. Where are you? Where are you? Where have you taken your life to?
Mine does not fear God.
Àwọn kan tí kò bẹ̀rù Olúwa. You know that they are so happy languishing in sin. They like rebellion. They have joy in rebellion. They are so joyful when they are
rebelling.
For those that don't fear God, they are so happy. And at that time they will be happy to cancel.
Now I'm going to tell you example.
And they will be giving examples.
Acts 5.
Let's open our Bible to Acts of Apostles chapter 5. We want to look at a man and his family that don't fear God. That was playing and joking with the word of God.
Verse 1 and 2 I'm very sorry. O si mu apa kan re wa, o si wi lele ile ese awon apostle.
But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privily to it, which means he and the wife have joined hands together to do that against God, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostle's feet. They have joy in conspiracy, which is not of God. The fear of God is not in their heart. They don't fear at all. They don't fear God. That whatever you do in the secret of your room, that you do in the secret of your life, that God is seeing it openly. Everything that you are saying contrary is going right into the ears of God. And they kept part of the possession. And they have been hearing the word of God from the mouth of the apostles every day. Just as you also have been hearing it every day in Glorious Assembly Ministry. It is rebellion all the time. You rebel against the child that you gave birth to. You rebel against the minister of God. You rebel against the church member. Now look at the end of Ananias and Sapphira. Because they failed to fear God. The apostles are sweating over their life night and day. The ministers of God are sweating night and day over you in Glorious Assembly Ministry. And they are feeding you with the word of God night and day. That was why I asked us to pray that prayer the other time. Do not let me be guilty, O Lord. You better change. Whatever rebellion that you have packaged, you better expose it.
Remove it from the roots.
Because you will be questioned. You will be queried. You will be asked. You will be asked. Where you taking your life to, you will be asked. Those that don't fear God, they tell lies.
They are liars.
As they tell one lie, they will match it with another one. They will mount another one with it.
Just to cover up.
Let's see verse 5 where we are reading.
Verse 4.
Acts 5 verse 4. Peter was talking here whilst it remained was it not their own? And after it was sold, was it not in their own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Who were they telling lies unto?
Oh, no, she be our Yoku Sheman Shenio.
And he also did as others were doing.
Oh, I said, I'm our apostles.
And he laid it at the apostles' feet.
And
when he was coming, he said, ah, a church member is coming.
Oh, yeah, he's
just he said, ah, this one that accepted Christ has come. You know, that is how you are doing exactly.
So cover up.
That you cover up. And even in your heart, there is evil there. Lie. As you do one, you jump into another. And you always cover it up. Their life is full of sin. Because they fail. Lati ma wo awo kose, those that fear God. They are not looking at it. Do you know that?
Ananias and
Sapphira. You know there are some people that have sold their possession just because before their own. They have sold their land before their own. And they saw that those ones brought it to the feet of the apostles. If you read chapter 4, they were just laying down the money at the feet of the apostles. They also take out of their money. Because there was none that was lacking among them. And when it comes to their own turn, I hope you are not also likewise. You are not deceiving anybody but yourself. You are not deceiving anybody if you don't fear God. And if you do it like that, you are just packing your load. Let's see that chapter 4. It's the Spirit of God that just led me to that place. That what they did before them. Chapter 4, Acts of Apostles. Chapter 4. Let's look at it. Let's quickly read verse 34.
Nítorí kò sí ẹnì kan nínú wọn tí ó ṣe aláìní, nítorí iye àwọn tí ó ní ilẹ̀ tàbí ilé tà wọ́n, wọ́n sì mú owó ohun tí wọ́n tà wá. Wọ́n sì fi lélẹ̀ ní ẹsẹ̀ àwọn apostles, wọ́n sì ń pin fún olúkúlùkù gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti ṣe aláìní sí. Àti Joseph tí a ti ọwọ́ àwọn apostles sọ àpèlé rẹ̀ ní Barnabas, ìtumọ̀ èyí tí ń ṣe ọmọ ìtùnú, ẹ̀yà Levi àti ará Kipiru, òun ní ilẹ̀ kan, verse 37 ìyẹn, ó ní ilẹ̀ kan, ó sì ta, ó mú owó rẹ̀ wá, ó sì fi lélẹ̀ ní ẹsẹ̀ àwọn apostles.
From verse 37.
Verse 37, man.
Let me read verse 37. Having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. They have seen some that have sold their land and brought the money. And it's the devil that blindfolded
them.
You see some people that fear God and they are rising up in the church. Spiritually and physically. They are not begging for food. But it is the devil that has stood beside you that he wants to destroy your life. That evil companion has come upon you. And has blindfolded you. Doesn't know you to know the things of God. You have not created the fear of God in your heart. You are just adamant. Now don't be destroyed and don't perish. Don't perish, brother and sister. Don't perish. Those that we are talking about, they perish. But in the name of Jesus, we will not perish. God will release unto us the grace for us and not perish. God will make us to hearken at the right time.
Amen.
And do the right thing. 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 And even that without procrastination.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The revelation that our mommy and the Lord saw. That she said in Good Morning Jesus this morning.
I saw similar thing.
Muri kan to jemo be.
Ni ale ni jeta mojuma ni.
3 days ago.
So in my revelation.
Ninu iran mi.
There is a big bus, very big.
White.
White one.
Bus won wa se ami agbelebu, won fi blue se ami agbelebu sare.
And they use blue mark to do cross on the bus.
Won wa je gbo wa o wa je bi eje ma bi nu o. O da bi eni pe awa ti a ma travel yen.
And it's all of us also that will travel out. Now, wherever we are, that we have stopover. They will use bus to transport us to another plane that we want to go. And I saw that it was like an airport.
You see, I was traveling to see next day. That I'm going to go to a plane, so you might take over.
That we then will be transported to go on board another plane that will take over. Then we now got out of a hall. Then we were now told to line up. And there was a man standing at the entrance of the bus.
But if you don't want to go, she left bus.
And they didn't open all the doors of the bus. They only opened the one at the entrance. The entrance. And they said it is only through that entrance that we are all going to pass. As you want to enter, the man will look at you as if he's scanning you.
Go.
And will say, go. Oh, awole sinu oko. And we are now on a queue.
So,
it was almost getting to my turn. I was saying, God,
Lord,
and he was just picking out some people that you cannot go. He now looks at some people and look at them. He now uses his hand to give them signs to the other side. That person is now entering the bus. I say, God, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. It was as if I was holding passports. And I opened my passport. I said, it is this date. It is today's date. And my visa is complete. Jesus, have mercy upon me. Jesus, have mercy upon me. Let me enter the bus. Let me enter the bus. By the time I got to the man, I was shivering. And you cannot enter the bus without him ordering you in. As I got there, and I stood and I was folding my hands, I put my passport upon my chest, and he looked at me. He said, go inside. I was so happy. I was and I entered into the bus. As I entered into the bus, they are writing names. Where you sit. I thought it was a bus. Some are below. And some were saying, what are they looking at now? I was having the grace to hear what they are saying. What are they watching now? Hey, they didn't allow us to enter the bus. Hey, the plane has come. What are they watching now? And those that were allowed to enter. Now, what amazed me
was,
it was not bus that we boarded. I thought it was bus. You know, I come from village. I just saw that as the door was shut, I just saw that it just flew. It flew into the sky. I said, so it was plane that we are boarding. That was when I woke up. If you say you are not fearing God, if Rachel comes, you will not go. Better examine yourself. Because whoever doesn't fear God, one in it are
afraid to go. Because
they are dead in the spirit. They are dead.
They are dead in the spirit.
What you could do, Emmy?
Was it fear? You pay one knee bear or long, don't they para at your party and me?
They don't fear God that can kill both the spirit and the body. And after killing it, and send it to hellfire.
Matthew 10:28.
and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. If you don't fear the person that can kill the soul and the body, and after destroying the soul and the body, he has the power to send it to hellfire. He has the power to send it to hellfire. Where do you put the fear of God in your life? Where do you put the fear of God in your life? He cannot just be coming like this. He doesn't profit you. He doesn't profit you. It can never profit you. It can't profit you. It can't profit you. Because I heard one of the sermons of Senior Pastor. When I was not around, I heard it on Glorious News. He said, you will be left alone one day. That word eated me. Maybe those of you that were here didn't notice it. You will be left alone.
You will stand before the judgment of throne.
And all duro ni waju itai dajo. All the things that you have been saying, it will be played for you. It will be played for you. That you don't hear like this. Were you not told this? Were you not told this?
You will stand before the judgment of God.
Oh, only you want to tell that job.
Oh, get Peru.
Fear.
Yeah.
Now, even in this world, it will be you alone, not talk of heaven. When I traveled, I now know that when one is sitting there, one doesn't know the words of all the sermon that we used to hear. Now, I told those that were praying together in the upper
room.
So it's a great thing wherever you sit down to hear someone that the minister of God preached unto us.
Oh, my yo.
That you don't know the words.
Sherry, Mama, already glorious news.
That I'll be expecting glorious news. After listening to
it.
And after seeing that it has downloaded in my
WhatsApp,
those are on WhatsApp, why do you know that I'm always online in the night? I will put it to my ears. I must not be disconnected. I must connect. I must not be disconnected. I must know what they are doing. I must be involved. I must not be backwards. And they will be telling me that this and this is what is happening. Then I will turn it down. Because of my baby. Then I'll put it to my ears.
Now you
say, now stand up. Or I also in my bed, I will stand up. You are here, they ask you to stand even before you carry your bag to stand up. It will remain you and you one day. It will remain you and you one day. And I will stand up.
Sorry, I share priorities. Mommy in the Lord, the one so we pay.
That those of you that are hearing over the internet, whenever you are being told that you rise up, whenever they tell you to pray, you also pray. And they say it's not time to kneel down, I will also kneel down. But here, even if you are asked to kneel down, before you kneel down, I don't say so. We don't even know the worth of it. Was I not left alone at the corner?
Down.
Answer. Or did I see you? Do you know what was funny when we wanted to do Abrahamic covenant? You don't know the word that when we are greeting ourselves, that thank God for today. I was the only one to understand what I was doing.
Church.
I said, I'm not going to church.
I said, yes, it's as hard as that.
I said, it's even harder than
program
what you think. But the program that we have today, I must be involved. From here to Nigeria, mommy. I said, yes.
Mo ni
I said yes.
E kan la nse lodun mi ogbodo.
It is once in a year I must not fail.
Sori igba ti won gbadura te re ni jogba gbogbo igba ti sister mi don give testimony.
You know when we pray when
emi ni mo ri ra bi ko gbadura ara mi ni kan
po. It was only I myself that I saw myself praying.
Mo ni ase mi ti e mo yi ngba ba wa
laarin awon. So I don't even know the words when I'm among the glory.
Ne kan ti mo ti kan ti a nse ye tojo ye wa.
That what you are doing that we understand it all together.
Na wo mi ni mo mi ton ba bere yin church. Pastor, won't you like me as your pastor?
Yeah, my daughter will ask. Somebody that what did you ask in church?
And mommy pray for me. And I like your prayer.
And she'll tell me, mommy, pray for me. My friend, I'll pray in local. I'll
pray, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every Sunday, you are baby, mommy, what about my sermon today?
Every Sunday, she'll come and meet me. Hey, Mama, how are you? Ask me, Lenny. And she can preach more than her husband in my own house. Whenever I pray, she'll be saying amen, amen, amen.
Mommy, pray for me now. You
have to pray for me today. Mommy, when I was left alone and I was the only one who understand what you're doing, if you remain you alone, you don't fear God. But if you fear God, that God will stand by you when you are alone. He will stand by you firmly. He will stand by you firmly.
Submit and separate rule affairs of their life.
Those that don't fear God,
I give you up.
Stubbornness. I think will be in their life. As it was in the life of Haman. That all that he feast that he ate at Esther's table.
Esther 5:13-14.
Because of our time, but let's quickly read it. All what he ate at the banquet that Esther held for them, that he ate it very well.
Say,
it doesn't do anything on my own body. That doesn't mean that I should not kill the Jew. Stubbornness of heart. Sent him to hellfire. Esther chapter 5. From verse 13 to 14.
Yo gbo gbo nkan wonyi. Mo gbo nkan wonyi ko di nkan kan fun mi. Niwon igba ti mo ba ri Mordekai ara Judah ni ti o joko ni enu ona ile oba. O ti so ba pe oyin oye Esther pe on so yonje o se gbogbo e. Nigba na ni se Teresi aya re ati gbogbo awon ore re wi fun pe je ki e ri gikan ki ti o ga ni adota igbowo ati ni ati li ola ni ki oba oba so ki aso modeka iroyin be iwo si fi ayo ba oba lo si bi ase nkan yi si dun mo amani o si ri igi na.
Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, let the gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go down in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Because of stubbornness of heart, sent him to hellfire. He was the one that was hanged instead of Mordecai. Those that don't have the fear of God. You see that bitterness that you are planning. He is the person that will drink the poison. It is the devil that dominates over their life.
Spiritual blindness.
They have spiritual blindness.
They can't think.
They cannot be sensitive.
They don't notice of the spirit.
They are just like that. And they will say they are coming to church. And whoever sees them today will say, yes, they are going to church. But thorns and thistles are in their hearts.
Bitterness in their hearts.
Pain,
you
They have bitterness. They have bitterness towards the minister of God. It is wherever we move closer to them, they use their tongues and nails
because
to
they don't
destroy
fear
their garments.
They don't fear God.
They don't fear God.
Without fear of God, so
nice. Without the fear of God,
you cannot make it.
Oh, let the job on.
Yet he's sure.
That one is sure.
He just said, don't recognize you.
Just so then you know, rara, rara.
You cannot understand spiritual things.
Oh, le man can't hear me.
We are just a mixed multitude. In
oh, walara, I want to look for you.
I want to come about Nikunjo.
Those are mixed multitude.
Is
that those that go upon the mountain but they have no impact? Whoever doesn't have the fear of God, that is how it's going to be for them.
No spiritual sensitivity.
It is not there. Let's rise onto our feet. Let us rise onto our feet. Let's rise onto our feet. That's part of what I was saying. This is what I was saying.
Now,
whenever they say stand up,
before
some people will just carry their bags sluggishly to stand up.
The
God. I have heard your word today. Whatever is in my heart that doesn't make me to fear you,
Lord, I
put it today in the name of Jesus. Glory
for Jesus.
You are the one that knows the kind of heart. Maybe it's the stubbornness of heart. Maybe it is the heart that will not allow you to be obedient. You will be telling God that that kind of spirit, that God should send it out. If it is stony heart, that God use your hammer and break it into pieces. That you give me the heart of flesh. That the one that I have been giving to life is enough. I also know that I don't fear you.
I'm not going to be able to do it.